Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Listen to what it says in Acts chapter 17. Now while Paul was waiting for them at Athens, his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. A more exact translation reads that the city was under idols. It was drowning in idols. It's been said that it was easier to find an idol in Athens than an actual person. Not because the population was sparse, but because there were so many idols. The streets were lined with them. Paul didn't first see the beauty or brilliance of the city. He saw the sin that surrounded him. He saw the idolatry. Even though the temples were draped with gold and ivory, all of its beauty was lost on Paul because he saw the idolatry. Last time we were together, I told you that I wanted to share with you those three principles of when God is big and people are small. And when Christ is big and everything else is small, we see everything from a Christ-focused lens. When you view life through a Christ-focused lens, you see more clearly, more perceptively. Everyone else may say that you're backwards, that you're crazy, but when Christ is bigger in your mind and heart than anything else, your world is actually being turned right side up. And my friends, we live in a day and time just like Paul's, to where people have lost their bearings. They're flying planes that are headed for a crash, even though they believe they're soaring through the sky. Do you see this? Do you observe it in the world around you? If not, then that may be an indication of whether or not God is big in your own heart and mind. Well, here's the second principle of when God is big and people are small. Not only do you see things more clearly, but you feel more deeply for God's honor and for the people around you. The text says that his spirit was provoked within him as he saw that the city was full of idols. Not only did Paul see the sinfulness around him, but it affected him emotionally. He was provoked. The word provoked is a medical term used for seizures. Paul was shaken to the core at what he saw. This same word is regularly used in the Old Testament to refer to God's reaction to idolatry. When the Israelites crafted the golden calf, God was provoked to anger. When the northern kingdom made an idol to worship in Samaria, God was provoked. Paul was provoked by the idolatry that he saw. It disturbed him deeply that God was being dishonored. He was grieved that people lived in hopelessness. It's reminiscent of when Jesus was going through the cities and he saw the crowds and he had compassion upon them and he was moved. So in one sense, Paul is angered. He is deeply moved because God is being dishonored. But in another sense, he's deeply moved for the sake of the people around him so that they would honor God. We see this urging in Paul. When you see sin in your city, in our country, in your own life, does it provoke you? Does it shake you on the inside? Listen, not provoked because your rights are not being honored or because it causes your property values to go down, but provoked because God is not being honored as he deserves. And are you provoked at the enemy because he is enslaving people? When was the last time we wept over the sin that we see that mocks the God who made us? When people are big and God is small, you're moved in a way that wants to make yourself appear bigger and better in everyone else's eyes. Well, that's not Paul's concern. He was provoked and moved in a way so that others could see and grasp the reality of the Creator God. There's one more element we see in Paul's worldview. When God is big and people are small, you see more clearly, you're moved more deeply, and, well, you've got to come back next time to hear the third one. When you pray today, please remember Grady Johnson and his family, our missionaries in Mexico. Also remember the Kron Western broadcast heard throughout Africa.